Turns out, there's a word for it. Somnifacient, something that causes or induces sleep. For me, that would be, with apologies to stage actors everywhere, live theater. Don't get me wrong, I love me a good play, but for whatever reason, no matter how exciting the play might be, I fade away, usually during Act One, and usually only for about 10 minutes, but it will happen. It's inevitable. Even did it during Hamilton, for God's sake. I'm Jeff Hoyt. This is Hoytus Interruptus. Welcome to the first of who knows how many episodes here in Season 3 that I'm calling the Hoytus Interruptus Apology Tour. Now, once I'm back among the conscious, after nodding off for a bit, I'm fine for the duration. But if I miss something important, well then, the intermission becomes my convenient opportunity to have Cindy explain to me what the hell I just didn't see. So as you can well imagine, I tend to avoid one-act plays. I'm happy to hear that falling asleep in a darkened theater is a real thing, with an actual word attached to it, and not just a me thing. I go all somnifacient in movie theaters, too. The lights go down, the lids grow heavy. In fact, the more action, the higher the odds that a brief passing shower of Z's will emanate from my seat at some point. I guess there's just something about a dark theater that I find somniferous. Hey, I'm taking my new word out for a drive. Where else will I get to use it? Sometimes I can blame the rowing. For a good 20-plus years or so, I've been regularly getting up before dawn a couple days a week to go down to the harbor and race my friends in rowing shells. These are often insanely vigorous workouts. And later on, when evening falls, an early fade to black? Well, yeah. Of course, probably more likely than not. But one day, many years ago, I had not been rowing that morning. I was attending a live theater matinee performance with my teenage daughter at Seattle's A Contemporary Theater. Surely I wouldn't go all snooze city in the middle of the afternoon.
The middle of the afternoon and at a horror play seems like maybe not the best time for a nap. As far as I'm concerned, I was on the edge of my seat. I was wide awake, but the same could not be said for you.
Oh, that's my daughter, Natalie, who's about to take over this story since I wasn't conscious for the next part. The play was The Woman in Black, and it was getting rave reviews. Now, I generally like to sit at least 10 rows back at plays so I can doze off in peace without insulting whatever actor on stage might notice me drifting off to the land of Nod. For this play, however, Natalie and I were given complimentary tickets, and that meant
we were sitting in the front row, and the play was being performed in the round, which means that the stage was circular and the audience was seated stadium style all the way around it. So we could see the audience on the other side of the stage, and they could see us.
Uh-oh. I knew I was going to regret leaving my pocket taser at home. Fortunately, most of the action started out on the other side of the stage.
It was a very intimate show. It was just two performers. So they would slowly sort of move stuff around and play to different parts of the theater. So yeah, at the beginning, they were mostly playing opposite us, and we were spending a lot of time looking at their backs.
The setting was nighttime in a ghostly manner. So dark, very dark. Not a good recipe for continued consciousness. So I was safe over on the dark side of the stage. Even Natalie wouldn't notice.
It would have been really hard not to. You were snoring, and you had sort of stretched yourself out like a sunning snake so that your feet were sticking tragically onto the stage, and you were actually had settled them under a coffee table. That was a set piece.
Yeah, but it wasn't an important set piece, so no harm, no foul, right?
About halfway through your nap, they started eating off of it. So they were actually interacting with it pretty heavily. They were standing, I would say, 2 or 3 feet away from us, and the spotlight actually had some overflow. We were in the spotlight, and the people on the other side of the round could see us.
Okay, that's not a good look. Apparently, I then became persona non grata.
Oh yeah, I was like rolling my eyes at you, like, I can't believe they seated me next to this guy who's just snoring all the way through this performance. I was in high school at the time, so this is like the worst crime you could have committed against me, to fall asleep next to your teenage daughter. It was an uncomfortable experience, and not just because the play was extremely scary.
Ghosted. I was ghosted by my own daughter during a play about a ghost.
I didn't want to be distracting while the spotlight was on us, so I didn't do anything at that point. But whenever the spotlight left us, I would try to rouse you as best I could with elbows and feet, and it was not successful.
Okay, well, she tried. At intermission, other actor friends of mine who were in the audience came up to me and remarked at being amused by how well lit my nap was. A couple more were a little pissed, kind of let me have it. Felt that I disrespected the play and the actors. And yeah, guilty on both counts. As for Natalie?
We didn't hang out during intermission. I was trying pretty hard to pretend I didn't know you at that time. I think I was over by the beverage table, pretending that I was there by myself.
Okay, but what did you think of the play, Mrs. Lincoln?
It was incredible. The performers did an amazing job. It was just the two guys and a third performer who was sort of drifting around in the back of the audience, the titular woman in black. It made quite an impression on me.
So first stop on this season's Hoytus Interruptus Apology Tour is at the virtual door of every stage actor who has ever met the closed eyes of a somnifacient audience member. I've been told by more than a few actors that they can and do see us snoozing, and they hear us much more easily than we think they do. Just please know, it's not that I'm bored. It has nothing to do with your performance. It's just something my body does when the lights go out and the play is suddenly the thing. You don't deserve that, and I apologize from the bottom of my snoring sinuses. Where will the apology tour take us next time? Oh, there are definitely more stops to make. In fact, in one later episode this season, we'll kill three birds with one stone. In my case, literally. From an island in the upper left-hand corner of the lower 48, that's Hoytus Interruptus. I'm Jeff Hoyt.